Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Joshua and David had their worries, had their troubles in their day. But they knew no harm could overcome them when they'd kneel right down and pray.
Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Should old sin begin to overtake you, and old Satan's at your door, read the book, and there you find the answer, and sin will trouble you no more.
Now, sister, read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, sister? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Be your altar. Read a chapter every day. Lift your eyes up to the skies above you. Kneel right down and start to pray.
Now, children, read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, children? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Bible every day. Read the Bible every day.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, January 11th, 2021. Let's see, that would be 011121. I played the whole Read Your Bible by the Sons of the San Joaquin, as that'll be the song I play each and every Monday during Memorization Monday to get us grounded in God's Word, as that's what memorizing Scripture is all about, allowing God's Word to saturate our hearts and minds, to influence our thinking, to be a reservoir of memories or information that we can glean or hold on to. It's Memorization Monday, and today we're going to be looking at Psalm 4:8, which says, I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Oh, dear one, I hope we can all be encouraged by this verse, finding points of application, recognizing that the Lord is our protector, that we can sleep in peace. In fact, Jesus is the Prince of Peace, offering care and compassion, and certainly the redemptive plan as we come to know him as our Savior, that no matter what turmoil you're going through or coming out of or will enter in the coming days, that the Lord will sustain and uphold you and get you through it. And everything might not get resolved or be tidied and clean and easy, especially this side of heaven, but you'll have all eternity to talk to him about it, where there's no more pain or suffering or heartache or disappointment. And so persevere in this new year, knowing that God loves you and God cares. By the way, I've been spending some hours signing all the end-of-the-year thank yous, along with the recap for your giving for 2020, so expect to receive that in the next few days. And for some of you givers that gave to WLUJ and also to Great News Radio or Great News Media, you'll be getting two different separate thank yous. But for tax purposes, you'll be able to just combine both and say this is the ministries you gave your funds to. So we appreciate that. And so if you say, wait, I gave $300 to WLUJ in the fall, and then in December gave Great News Radio, you know, X amount of dollars, it's all going towards God-honoring program, all under Great News Media. It's just now we're still accounting for it through two different systems. But we thank you for your generous support or ongoing support, and it's because of your gifts and your donations that we're able to provide these God-honoring broadcasts. And today on Memorization Monday, I have a couple different songs before I read out of the 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. And some of you just started taking the Memorization Monday Challenge, and so our books should arrive any day, and we'll get those sent out to those of you that have paid for them and requested them. But today we're looking at Chapter 81, which is on page 209, and the verse as mentioned is Psalm 4:8. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. And as I thought about this verse, I thought about a favorite song of mine, No More Night, and I got a great version this morning off the internet, sung by David Phelps. Many of you are familiar with his outstanding voice and his involvement with the Gaither Vocal Band and many of the homecoming specials. And I chose this song because I love the lyrics, no more night, no more pain, no more tears, never crying again, and praises to the great I am, we will live in the light of the risen Lamb. And I think in light of what we've gone through in 2020, and still knowing that there's many hard days ahead of us, we don't lose hope because of the great I am and the fact that our risen Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, will carry us through everything into eternity. Here's David Phelps, No More Night.
The timeless theme, earth and heaven will pass away. It's not a dream. God will make all things new that day. Gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternity. Never crying again, and praises to the great I am. We will live in the light of the key.
I just love that song. Wow, David Phelps, he can hit the notes. What a great voice. And I just love the message. No more night, no more pain, no more tears, never crying again. And praises to the great I am, we will live in the light of the risen Lamb. Well, knowing on today's edition of Mark and Friends, this Memorization Monday, and we'd be looking at 4:8, I went to Google, I typed in songs referencing Psalm 4:8, and this is what I found to set us up for our reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. But after hearing that song, you're going to be able to memorize Psalm 4:8 easily. All right, here's our reading for today. The Psalms contain soothing verses about rest and sleep. Psalm 3, for example, was written while King David fled from the rebellious son Absalom, yet in verse 5 he says, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. Psalm 127, 2 says, certainly he gives sleep to the one he loves. Psalm 23:2 says, he lets me lie down in green pastures. And Psalm 121 reminds us that the keeper of Israel does not slumber or sleep. Since the Lord knows when we lie down, Psalm 139:3, we can sleep in peace, for he alone makes us dwell in safety. Psalm 4:8. Psalm 4:8 is particularly easy to memorize because it's short, and it comes at the end of an unusual bedtime prayer. David sounds agitated at the beginning of the psalm, and many scholars believe it, too, was written during Absalom's rebellion. Notice how many people David addresses in these 8 verses as if turning to one person after another. He began by praying to God in verse 1 through 2, answer me. Verses 2 through 3 address his enemies. How long will you love what is worthless? In verses 4 through 5, he spoke to himself, reminding himself to calm down and not be sinfully agitated in bed. In the last three verses, he reverted to prayer again, admitting that his advisors were giving him nothing but bad news, yet, he said, he felt great inner joy and could lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me live in safety. In this way, Psalm 4:8 represents a great declaration of faith. Sometimes the greatest demonstration of faith isn't moving mountains, it's in turning down the covers. Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, God, who vindicates me. You freed me from affliction. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. How long, exalted men, will my honor be insulted? How long will you love what is worthless and pursue a lie? Know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. On your bed reflect in your heart and be still. Offer sacrifices in righteousness and trust in the Lord. Many are saying, who can show us anything good? Look on us with favor, Lord. You have put joy in my heart than they have when their grain and new wine abound. I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, Lord, make me live in safety. And this chapter closes out with a quote by Charles Spurgeon, how many of our sleepless hours might be traced to our untrusting and distorted minds. They slumber sweetly whom faith rocks to sleep. No pillow so soft as a promise, no coverlet so warm as an assured interest in Christ. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Well, listening friend, I hope you'll take comfort in Psalm 4:8, recognizing and knowing that God loves you, that he cares about everything going on in your life, and he wants you to rest and be at peace at night, to not be fearful, overwhelmed, confused, frustrated, angry. He wants your sleep to be sweet and for you to dwell in safely. As it says in Psalm 4:8, I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Peace is a safe, calm feeling. God gives his children peace when they trust him. No big fortress or mighty army could keep us any safer. So, no matter where you are or what problems you have, you can sleep peacefully because he is watching over you.
Psalm 4, verse 8, I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.